Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of the conversion of St. Paul, that conversion that we read about in today's first reading. And this is what St. Augustine calls a severe mercy, a severe mercy. We have St. Paul, who was converted from a man who was breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord. Okay, he will later go on to granting all kinds of blessings upon the disciples of the Lord. It says how many evil things he has done to the holy ones in Jerusalem. And then we remember later on his whole solicitude for the church and the poor in Jerusalem, doing the collection throughout the Mediterranean area on his journeys. And then he was busy imprisoning all who call upon the name of Jesus. And instead, of course, he himself will later on be encouraging everyone to call upon the name of Jesus. So this is a miraculous conversion, a miraculous mercy granted by the Lord, as Venerable Mary of Agreda tells us, through the prayers of Our Lady, who was very active during these apostolic times, fulfilling her role as Mother of the Church. But as St. Augustine says, this is a great mercy, but a severe mercy, because Jesus then goes on to say, I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name. St. Paul will suffer much, as we know from the writings of the New Testament. And the commentary says that God inflicted these pains upon Paul in just punishment for his sins. St. Augustine says, God shows to the persecutor not only his goodness, but also his severity. Paul will suffer what he made others suffer. He himself will now feel what he brought upon others. Jesus said, I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name. He who acted against my name will now suffer for it. Christ suffered much for Paul and also from him. Therefore, it is fitting that Paul himself balance the debt and suffer much for Christ. And so this is the severe mercy of God with respect to St. Paul, and I think we could say that God acts in a similar way with everyone who experiences a conversion, that we then must make reparation, right, for our past sins. St. Paul will cooperate generously with this grace, with this call to be conformed to Christ crucified, and so every Christian is called to the same. And so let's continue to work on our daily ongoing conversion, cooperating as St. Paul did and persevering to the end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.